This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It is 8 minutes after six on this Wednesday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation, whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program. Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Start the new year off right with a new vehicle from Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. They want you to experience the Smokey Jennings difference by offering 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2011 Silverado trucks. Four qualified buyers can get over $8,000 off any of their four 2011 extended cab 4x4 Silverados in stock. Just trade a 99 or newer GM vehicle and you qualify. Smokey Jennings wants to earn your business by starting the year off with great deals, so you can see why their sales staff has one of the highest customer satisfaction scores for the Chevrolet St. Louis zone. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, your Chevy truck store since 1946.
And first of all, in our farm news on this Wednesday morning, the DTN general opening call: corn 78 higher, beans 78 higher, and wheat 7 to about a dime higher. The overnight crude oil market, 71 cents higher at 99.19. Brent crude, 96 cents higher at 111.94. The April gold contract, $7.60 higher at $1,748, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.223 lower at 79.065. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 666. That was up 21 and a quarter. May wheat closed at 680 and a quarter, up 21 and a half. July wheat closed at 691, up 19 and three quarter. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 639. That was up 7 1/4. May corn closed at 645 and a quarter, up 7 1/2. July corn closed at 648 and three quarter, up 7 1/2. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1199, up 13 and three quarter. May beans closed at 1208 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. July beans closed at 1218, that was up 13 cents. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 319.30, up 66. May meal closed at 321.30, up 65. July meal closed at 323.90, up 65. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade closed at 50.87, up 62. March oil closed at 51.31, up 62. July oil closed at 51.72, up 62. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 298, up 6. And May oats closed at 292 and 3 quarter. That was down a penny. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Market News Service report. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Tuesday afternoon. Strong gains in wheat led futures prices higher. Concern with winter wheat growing conditions for areas in Russia had supported today's rally. Traders also believe the crop problems due to severe cold will also affect future wheat exports. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted Shell Corn bid 7 to 9 cents higher at 633 to 647. All soybeans gained 14 to 16 cents at 1174 to 1189. In the southern part of the state, Shell Corn bids were up 7 cents at 636 to 659. Soybeans gained 14 to 16 at 1185 to 1203. And soft red winter wheat 21 cents higher at 652 to 666. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills report those corn bids 7 to 8 cents stronger, ranging from 636 to 641. Soybeans gained 14 to 19 cents at 1184 to 1189. And wheat bids advanced 21 to 22 at 661 to 682. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 cents stronger at 647 to 650. Soybeans gained 17 to 23 cents at 1207 to 1210. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery gaining 20 cents on Tuesday at 656 to 672. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 8 cents stronger at 657 to 662. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 14 to 16 cents with quotations at 1218 to 1222. Soft red winter wheat gained 21 cents on Tuesday at 680 to 681, and the Milo ended 7 cents higher at 638 to 639. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 87.52, up 107. April hogs closed at 88.87, up 172. May hogs closed at 96.85, up 82 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 124.85, up 92. April cattle closed at 128.57, up 82. And June cattle closed at 127.77, up 92. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 155.52, up $1.17. April feeders closed at 157.62, up 102. May feeders closed at 158.32, up 77 cents. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report for Tuesday. Negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,230 head, and they traded $1.55 lower from $78.75 to $85.50 and a weighted average of $79.33. And in Illinois today, there was 10,650 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout values for a loin are valued $1.24 higher today at $85.15. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, today's estimated receipts is 820 head. That's compared to 1,000 head last week and 900 last year. Monday's actual receipts was 1,400 head. Sows traded steady with moderate demand. U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds, $50 to $53. 4 to 5 weights from 51 to 57. And over 500 pounders traded from $54 to $58, with a few up to $61. Boars under 300 pounds, $32 to $40, and over 300 pounds, $15 to $20. The Illinois direct bears and gilts traded steady from $56 to $61, with a few up to $62. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, hogs are at 417,000 on the day. That's compared to 427,000 last week and 373,000 last year. Cattle are at 125,000 on the day. That's the same as last week and compared to 124,000 from the same time last year. USDA estimated box beef choice cutout values. There was a total of 160 fabricated loads and 66 trim loads. Choice carcasses traded 35 cents higher today at $1.83.23, while select carcasses were down 60 cents at 178 and 8 pennies, leaving the choice select spread at $5.15. The afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review. Thus far on Tuesday, negotiated cash trade was at a standstill in the southern and northern plains, and the last available market was from the previous week. In the southern plains and Nebraska, live sales traded at $1.24. At the Fairview Livestock Auction, the opening report, they estimate 385 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers trading steady. Slaughter steers, choice yield grade 2s and 3s at $126.75 to $1.28.50, and slaughter heifers, choice yield grade 2s and 3s at $1.24.75 to $1.27.50. At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction opening report, they estimate 475 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers trading 1 to 2 lower, while slaughter Holstein steers, trading $1 lower. Slaughter steers, choice yield grade 2s and 3s from 125 to $1.31 and a quarter, selecting choice cattle 120 to 125. Slaughter Holstein steers, choice 2s and 3s from 115 to 119, and slaughter heifers, choice yield grade 2s and 3s from $1.25 to $1.32, while selecting choice heifers trading from 122 and a quarter to 125 and a quarter. Thank you. This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.09, down a penny. February milk, $16.52, down 16 cents. March milk at $16.56, down 14 cents. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.58 and a quarter, unchanged. February butter, $1.51 and a half, unchanged. March butter, $1.56 and a quarter, unchanged. Non-fat dry milk for January, $1.39 and three quarter, unchanged. For February, $1.36 and a half, unchanged. And for March, $1.36 and a quarter, unchanged. Spot prices for Class 3 milk, $18.77. For Class 2A butter, $1.50 and a half, unchanged. And for non-fat dry milk, $1.38. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January delivery, $6.43. For February delivery, $6.42. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.35. For February, $6.34. Beans delivered to Scottville or Greenfield for January, $11.86. For February, $11.82. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.39. To confirm the bids or for more information, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.43, corn at Scottville $6.35, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $11.86, wheat at Scottville $6.39. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning from FM 106, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
As the weather turns cold and the temperatures drop, your diesel engines work harder than ever. Now is the time to get the diesel fuel that works as hard as your equipment, FS Diesel X Gold. It gives your engines the power and protection they need all winter long. FS Diesel X Gold can be winterized with SureFlow 4, which ensures maximum performance during the coldest winter temperatures. See M&M Service Company for the diesel fuel that gives your engines greater power, protection, and fuel economy. Give your engines FS Diesel X Gold. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Wednesday. High temperatures in the mid-50s with light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder. Low temperatures in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy, the high in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of a shower Friday through Saturday night. Low temperatures in the low 40s. High temperatures in the low 50s. WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caulfield. Over the past 24 hours, a tenth of an inch of rain, a trace here at the Weather Center. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 40 degrees under cloudy skies, and this check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Tickets are available for the University of Illinois Extension Montgomery-Macoupin County's annual Agronomy Day program. It will be held on Thursday the 9th at the Lincoln Land Community College facility in Litchfield. It will begin with registration and a light breakfast at 8 o'clock. Presentations will start at 8:20. The following topics will be presented: Crop Price Outlook by Daryl Good, Extension Specialist for the University of Illinois, a program on corn rootworm by Dr. Michael Gray, Professor and Assistant Dean for Agricultural and Natural Resources and Extension Educator of the University of Illinois, Emerson Knopfzinger, Extension Specialist, will give a program on crop production and on fungicide resistance. And Carl Bradley will give a presentation on biomass. Gary Letterly will give a presentation on energy and natural resources. He is an educator from the University of Illinois. The morning session will be followed by a complimentary lunch at noon, which will conclude the Agronomy Day program at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Producers can obtain complimentary tickets at many locations around the area. The M&M Service Company office in Butler, at AgriLand Services of Benelde, at M&M Service of Carlinville, also the Sloan Implement Company, the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District from Maxi Yield Consultants, at Melvin Rovey Farm and Sales in Farmersville, also at the M&M Service Company in Litchfield, at the Bank and Trust, the First National Bank of Litchfield, at Litchfield Farmers Grain, Wolf Oil, also here at WSMI Radio, at Manel Milling of Mount Olive, from the Morrisonville Farmers Co-op in Nokomis, the First National Bank of Nokomis, Route 16 Grain, the First National Bank in Raymond, Sorrel's Farm Supply, also at the Route 16 Grain Co-op, the Shipman Elevator, the First National Bank in Verdon, from Miller Brothers Farm and Fertilizer of Walshville, and from the Security National Bank in Witt. For more information, you can contact the Extension Office at 532-3941 or go to web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. The Madison County Hay Auction was held over the weekend, and Mike Hamilton tells us how it went.
Well, Randy, we ended up with 2,100 small squares. The alfalfa was in a price range from 510 to 780. Alfalfa grass was from $4 to $6.50. We had grass at $4.50 to $6. And then the small squares, 75% of them was probably straw. And it was from a price range from $2.40 to $2.75 a bale. We had 157 round bales. The alfalfa, first cutting alfalfa, was at $57. We had grass from $41 to $65. Corn stalks was from $26 to $31. And we had some round bales of straw at $30. We ended up with 282 3x3 bales. First crop alfalfa was at $77. Third crop was from $80 to $81. We had some stubble grass at $51. We had some 3x3 bales of straw at $24. We had some 3x4 bales of straw at $35. And we had some 3x4s alfalfa at $91 a bale.
Is the quality still holding up?
You know, it's kind of hard to say. In the big squares, I think the quality was pretty good. There was some quality in the small squares, but starting to see a lot of rougher hay also.
Now your next sale's coming up Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be accepting hay Friday from noon on. And like to have everything on the lot by 10:30 Saturday morning.
On Tuesday morning, we talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions, and we talked about the grain markets over the past few days and what's ahead.
Well, you know, we're dealing right now with some reports of better weather potentially throughout the month of February in South America, and this has been a big driver of this market here for the past few weeks, and of course ever since after the USDA report still as well. And even though a lot of the estimates are still, you know, significantly lower than where the USDA is, these beans, we know, just very similar here to the U.S., they're going to be more resilient throughout that time frame in their growth stages, and this rain will help some of those beans. I think for the corn, it's just going to simply be, you know, keeping it from getting much worse. I think a lot of the damage has been done there. And undoubtedly, there's going to be some of the beans as well. But, you know, a lot of people are thinking these rains will help a little bit. We're also seeing a lot of spreading going on, buying corn versus the beans, regardless of people think beans can rally. It looks like there's more potential in corn just because the stocks-to-usage ratio is so much tighter. So I think you're going to continue to see a theme there. We're still going to see a lot of focus on those weather forecasts for South America. Going to start to, you know, get a lot of focus here in the U.S. too, though. You know, there's a lot of areas of the Corn Belt that are very dry. You know, parts of Nebraska, northeast Nebraska, of course, the whole state of Iowa as well. And we know in some of these areas with thicker soils that will or that can change if we get some ample spring rains. But, you know, for this week, I think it's all going to be, you know, what does the wheat market do? Are we going to turn this wheat market around? There's still some burdens, some supplies, you know, worldwide, but if they're landlocked, if we can't get them out of some of those regions, and we still have production issues here in the plains and in parts of Russia, Ukraine, that could be, you know, one of these leading indicators, you know, going into spring of where this market might go. And really, the corn chart looks still very good. Yesterday was our first down day since the reversal after the report, and, you know, I think some of that action is allowable, but if the beans want to drag it down, it may have a hard time rallying for now.
The wheat market that you just mentioned, dependent upon the weather, the warm weather we're having over the next few days, if it turns off cold, that could damage the wheat in the wheat yields later. Now, was that going to be a factor later on, too?
It definitely could be. You know, in areas that, where they don't have snow cover, and they're talking about this very situation going on in Ukraine right now, where they have gotten some snow, and there's fear of some winter kill, and that crop is already in some pretty bad shape, but they don't think it's going to be a widespread threat right now. But here in the U.S., you know, most of the country hasn't seen a lot of snowfall. We did get some in Kansas, but if some of that stuff is melting, I would assume it would be with some of the temperatures we're seeing right now. So you're going to probably see some record highs across the country. That is going to become a concern longer term, and we know with how dry it is, you know, you're already starting off, you know, a little bit behind in the race.
The wheat they grow in the Ukraine, is that the soft red winter variety like it's grown around here?
Yeah, very, very similar. You're not going to see the quality that we see around here, though. But, you know, when things get as cheap as they are, you know, that will be sought out as a prime destination. But again, with the logistic issues over there, with as long as some of these, you know, ports, they have to wait to get this grain, you know, you could have a boat sitting there for 3 months not getting loaded. So, you know, they'll always be anxious to pay a premium to get it from a different destination.
In other farm news this morning, cattle producers are being asked to provide their input to the 2011-2012 National Beef Quality Audit. The audit is led by researchers from Colorado State University and from Texas A&M. CSU Beef Management Systems graduate student Miranda Siss is looking for input from all cattle producers.
We are trying to benchmark the production practices of the cattle industry as a whole. And we want to know how the quality of the end product is affected from birth all the way through to retail.
This is the first time the National Beef Quality Audit has sought input from feeders, stockers, cow-calf operators, and seed stock producers. Sis says the 43-question survey aims to learn more about today's cattle producers.
We're trying to figure out if we can link certain demographics or certain scales of producers to different, you know, if they're focusing more on quality, if they're a smaller producer or what. You know, we really don't know. We've never done it before. So, the producer input is very important for us to be able to get a very good cross-the-nation idea of the producers that are in our industry today.
Cattle producers can take the short online survey through Monday the 6th. Ms. Siss will also survey producers attending the upcoming cattle industry convention today through the 4th in Nashville.
We will be at the National Cattlemen's Convention. We will be reporting in some of the sessions there. So we're really just trying to give it a good, strong push through January here and give it an extra week or two.
She says producer input is very important in trying to take a broad nationwide view of today's cattle producers. The audit is set to gain input from about 10,000 producers, but so far the response has been below expectations. She says it takes about 10 minutes for producers to take the online survey. Once again, the survey will remain open through Monday the 6th at cattlesurvey.com. Once again, that's cattlesurvey.com. Coming up Friday through Sunday, the 31st annual Gateway Mid-America Toy Show will be held. It features farm toys of all scales and eras. It will be held at the Westport Plaza in St. Louis. One of the organizers is Daryl Baker of Shipman, and he talked to WSMI about the show.
Yes, there is. We have a few openings yet, and you can contact me. Daryl Baker, 6210 Shaw Road, Shipman, Illinois. Or you can go to the website at gatewaytoyshow.com and use the email contact through there to contact me.
Okay. Now, have you done this sort of thing before?
Dad, this is the 31st year of the show. Dad and Bob Heber ran it for several years. 6 years ago, Dad bought it from Bob And that's when me and my sister Faye got into it. And we've been helping run it since then. And we're slowly taking over because of the electronic communication issues. We're just slowly taking it over.
How many exhibitors do you usually have for your toy show?
We have 150 trading rooms, and there will be 150 tables, trading tables, in 8 rooms throughout the hotel. The trading rooms are open door. You wander around between the rooms, and they've got their merchandise all spread out in the rooms. That's one way we can find a place big enough to house us, because otherwise we would need 800 tables, and that's a fairly large room.
Do you have a lot of trading going on too, correct?
Yes, there's trading. It starts on Thursday when the dealers get there. They do a lot of inter-dealer trading, and Friday and Saturday, yes, trading Sunday.
Once again, the DTN general opening call for today. Corn expected to open 7 to 8 higher, beans 7 to 8 higher, wheat 7 to 10 higher. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.